This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and if you haven't guessed, that is the clue that you have just joined this week's edition of Cinema Chat. It is a regular Thursday feature as part of Morning Edition on WEMU, and typically the executive director of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins, joins us for a 10-minute conversation on Hollywood news and movies. Russ happens to be in Park City, Utah for the Sundance Film Festival this week. So we have Michigan Theater's Amanda Bynum with us this morning.
Hello.
Filling in. How are you? It's good,
good
to see you again. It's
good
been
to be
a while.
Back. Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
And you happen to come on a week when Hollywood is just raging with controversy.
It's my favorite. Yay! Yeah, we had the Oscar nominations come out last Thursday, just moments after you and Russ got off the air. The Oscar nominations came out. This year, 8 films were nominated for Best Picture through the Oscars, or the Academy's very complicated calculus of number one votes versus number two votes and on and on. Only 8 films were nominated.
Out of a possible 10, yep.
And that's great, and we could talk about that, but really the buzz right now is hashtag OscarsSoWhite.
And that is because of all those 8 movies,
yep.
There is no person of color, no minorities represented among any of the major categories.
Right. In the, well, yes and no. So in the acting categories, there's no persons of color nominated for any of the acting categories. And that's actually the second year in a row. So out of 40 acting nominations, 0 African-Americans, which is
And the argument is that because it happened last year as well, this is no longer an anomaly.
Right.
It is a trend.
Right. David Oyelowo, who played Martin Luther King Jr. in last year's Selma, who wasn't nominated for an Oscar, he has gone on record, and I am definitely paraphrasing this, in saying that, like you just said, last year was unsettling. This year is disturbing. It's not an anomaly. It's a trend.
And there's been a lot of loud voices coming forward from prominent folks who are saying, I'm either going to boycott it or we're demanding changes or let's withdraw from the process altogether.
Yeah, Spike Lee in particular is being very loud, as he is when he feels injustices and is saying, you know, we need to boycott the Oscars. Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife and an actress in her own right, is also planning on boycotting the ceremony.
Now,
and
she has a bit of a, you know,
well, sure. I mean, Will Smith
aspect
could
of that
have been nominated
for the movie Concussion.
Right. Absolutely. And many are saying it's Will Smith's finest work. Others are saying that
he has been nominated before.
Yes, he has. The reason that I said yes and no is if you consider Alejandro Iñárritu and Emmanuel Lubezki, his cinematographer, they are both Mexican, and it's possible that it's highly likely that Lubezki will win the cinematography award for the 3rd year in a row.
That's of no great comfort to most.
Well, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Definitely no great comfort to most. But then that's also the response. Like, well, we can't forget about them. But is that just a handout? You know, and they're incredibly talented. Part of the other response to this, which is, David, help me out with the word. I can't think of the word I'm looking for. But that it's not just that the performances weren't good enough. It's that the roles aren't there. So it's not...
There's not enough minority representation among writers, among studio heads, among those on the Academy board.
Yep, and Cheryl Boone Isaacs, who's the president of the Academy, also submitted her response saying that, and she's African-American, saying that this is unacceptable and we need to change the makeup of the Academy board.
George Clooney has added his voice to that as well. It's going to be interesting to see how it comes out, but there's also the actual presentation, on television.
Right.
Chris Rock, who is outspoken in all instances, is scheduled to be the host.
Yep.
To this point, it appears he will continue moving forward and serve as the host, but you can also anticipate that he's not going to ignore this issue.
Oh, definitely not. I don't predict that he's going to step down as host. It's a fairly major career move to be the host of the Academy Awards. He won't let this go. And like you said, there's going to be a lot of uncomfortable white people in the audience that night.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out on that evening, but more importantly, through the course of the next year and what changes occur as a result.
Some other celebrity has said that maybe there need to be term limits on the Academy board. I think I also heard that the mean age is 63. So there's we have these old stodgy white dudes who are, and they don't even have to see everything that's been nominated. So, and there's often a lot of response to prior award ceremonies in seeing what those, you know, like the DGA, the Directors Guild Awards, for the directing. It's going to be really interesting, and I will come back on the show 1 year from now, and we will speak about how it changed or if it changed.
Exactly.
We'll see.
Well, I mentioned that there's a contingent from the Michigan Theater in Park City, Utah, for the Sundance Film Festival, and some news has already come out affecting our little area right here at home.
Super exciting. So Sundance actually kicks off today and will run until following Sunday, a couple Sundays from now. And we are so excited that once again this year we are partnering with the Sundance Film Festival to bring a film direct from Sundance to viewers in Ann Arbor and the Southeast Michigan area. And we have just learned that our film is The Lobster.
And I've got to tell you, you know, I haven't obviously seen it.
Right, me neither.
But everybody says it's great. It's an award-winning film. But if you read the description, it sounds bizarre.
It's super bonkers. So in the film, Colin Farrell plays a man who has recently been dumped by his wife. And he goes to a country hotel where guests must find a suitable mate within 45 days or they have to be turned into the animal of their choice.
And he selected lobster.
He selected lobster, yep. one of the people he meets while he's there is a man who is accompanied by his brother, who's a dog.
Alrighty.
Yep. But his brother, but a dog, has already, you know, didn't find the mate and was turned into the dog. And then he also runs into a band of rabble-rousers, the loner outcasts who are living in the woods outside of the hotel.
Kind of the non-affectionate militia.
Yes, exactly. The non-affectionate militia. And so he befriends a short-sighted woman, played by Rachel Weisz. And it looks super weird, but also really good. And that's coming to the Michigan Theater.
It won the jury prize at the Cannes Film Festival.
It won the jury prize at the Cannes Film Festival last year, which is one of their top three prizes.
Right.
And it's playing at Sundance right now in their spotlight category, which means it's out of competition. But it's coming to the Michigan on Thursday, February 4th at 8 o'clock. And we are the only theater. Sundance used to have this extensive program where they would send these movies out.
It was about 15 throughout the country, right.
And we are now currently the only theater that is still doing it. They've disbanded the program, but because they love us so much and because we are so awesome, they continue to allow us to screen one of the films.
It's amazing as you talk about that, your posture
improves.
Yeah, you're sticking your shoulders
further
out.
I mean, you know, no big deal. so we're super excited that we're able to continue that relationship with them coming up in just a couple weeks.
Well, very briefly, we have one movie opening up downtown, and we have a couple at the multiplexes.
At the multiplex, yep. So the big deal happening this weekend downtown is we're opening Anomalisa, which is Charlie Kaufman's latest film. He was the writer of Being John Malkovich and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. This is his second.
Which were weird but good.
Super weird but good. Yeah, weird but good, I guess, is the theme of Cinema Chat this week. This is a stop-motion animated film made entirely with puppets.
Interesting.
And, yes, and in the film, the main character, who's voiced by David Tulis, is he's a motivational speaker, but he's having a midlife existential crisis, and he meets and falls for a woman at this convention where he's giving a customer service speech, and it just opens his eyes and changes his outlook on life. There's only three voice actors. A guy named Tom Noonan voices everybody but the two main characters, which kind of indicates Michael's mental state. It's supposed to be outstanding, and it was just nominated for the Oscar for Best Animated Film.
Opens Friday at the State Theater. We hope you're going to see it. And at the multiplexes, you have The Fifth Wave, which has Chloe Grace Moretz, who is an acclaimed actress. The Boy is playing as well, and Dirty Grandpa with Zac Efron. That's going to have its own little audience,
Dirty Grandpa,
I suppose.
Is that autobiographical? No, wait.
I am I am a grandpa, but I am squeaky clean. Amanda Bynum, thank you so much
for
your time.
I
appreciate it. I look forward to our next visit. You've been listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, your community NPR station.